You get a joint deep that Moon Rock special blend. She giggled and she laughed. Then she ate and she joked. I never saw her as happy as that, so I sent her home with some smoke. Bootlegging weed is easy. Refill a damn coffee can. It was weed she was needing. Her doctors from inbreeding. So her illegal healer, now I am. I got my mama stoned that day. I gave her loads of top shelf herb. All her pain and stress went away. So why is it illegal to give it her? Give it to her. That was Sharing Weed with Mama from River Serene. It's an internet poem, but today we're going to start talking about weed again. We're going to talk about CBD. Today we're bringing back one of my more popular guests, Jim Strang, with Green Acres Hemp Farm in Colorado. But Mark Twain started, and said it pretty distinct that under our free institutions, anybody can poison himself that wants to and will pay the price. Well, that's not totally true nowadays. You can't just do that. You got to do a little research. Jimbo, are you on the line with us today?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing today, Captain Fred?
Man, I thought we were getting ready to move into fall, but it's 95 degrees outside today, so, man, I don't know. What's it like up there in Colorado?
I was going to say, speak for yourself. We got our normal everyday hurricane force winds, and we're about 41 degrees here in the mountains. So enjoy what you have.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to try to do that. You know, Jimbo, we all are blessed in some different ways. And Jimbo, you're a blessing for a lot of people because you have started doing what I think that most people don't really understand, and what you do is really create medicinal hemp and marijuana, and most people don't understand the difference between a lot of the things that we talk about here. So I wanted to read a little bit from the Leafly website, or I believe it's Leafly. This is from Cure Your Own Cancer, which is a terrific website. And I think it was Lisa, your wife, that had referred me to this site before. But it's interesting. It says, cannabis oil is a thick, sticky, resinous substance made up of a highly concentrated concentration of cannabinoids, such as THC and CBD, extracted from the cannabis plant, which is sativa or indica. And cannabis oil is a cannabis-based product obtained by separating the resins from the cannabis flowers using a solvent extraction process. Now, a cannabis oil can also be known as marijuana oil, weed oil, pot oil, Rick Simpson oil, full extract cannabis oil. I think that's what you create more than anything else. Honey oil, hash oil, dabs, shatter, or wax. Now, Jimbo, man, that pretty well encompasses a lot of different products. I'm not really sure that shatter or wax really qualifies the same way that your cannabis oil or your CBD oil. What's the difference in all these?
Well, yeah, like you were talking, we actually do like the RSO, the Rick Simpson way, or how you want to call it, the hat oil, but we extract with Elka Claw. When you're doing wax and stuff like that, these dabs people do, that's pretty much done through, a lot of people are doing CO2 now because they've outlawed doing it with butane, but there's still guys doing it with butane, but that's totally different than what we do. Like I said, we just soak it into an alcohol, and we just cook that out, and what's left is just the pure CBD from the plant once you get the alcohol back out of it. So it's been pretty amazing, as you know. So.
Well, you know, that's part of what I wanted to bring up today, is that not all CBD oil is the same, and I don't really know how to start, because a lot of people believe that CBD oil is from the seed, But most of the medicinal CBD is coming from the whole plant extract. And what's the difference? I mean, when somebody says that they're getting that their CBD is infused with industrial grade hemp oil, what does that mean exactly?
Well, if you're doing industrial hemp like we grew last year, the field you were out at, you know, when you put it into an oil form after extracting through the alcohol, it only comes back about 5% CBDs. People are actually looking for like 9 to as high as they can get on CBD levels. Now, the plants we grew this year, we just sent our testing in. But halfway through the year, I did send testing in on Star Leaf, and we came back at 18.7% CBDs. Now, was that from the oil or from the leaf?
Well, that's the plant.
That is just the leaf. That's before I even put in the oil. Whenever you put anything into oil, you're extracting pure, so you're upping everything 6 to 10 times percent of what the testing will be when you just test your leaf.
Huh.
So, and that's a great thing. And then with the industrial, you pretty much use that for the stocks and stuff to make product, you know, the leaves can be used too for biodiesel fuels and all kinds of stuff. It's really amazing what the actual industrial hemp plant can do. But when you're talking CBDs, we're talking about helping people with inflammation, pain, all kinds of stuff. So
there's a lot of websites that you can go to that have wheel charts of different combinations of cannabinoids that treat different kinds of ailments. And I know that you've pointed out several times to me in the last, I guess, year and a half or more that I've known you and you've been helping me, that you pointed out that sometimes THC can affect anxiety negatively. And people don't really understand that. They're confused about the cannabinoids. Now, THC is the psychoactive cannabinoid. But, you know, I've seen that too. A lot of people that smoke marijuana get really paranoid, and that's caused from the THC's hallucinogen effect, right? And people with problems with anxiety really shouldn't smoke anything with a lot of THC, right?
That is true. It's just heightening your senses when you do it. And with people that have a lot of anxiety, we've had a few people want to try it, and every one of them has. It just heightens their anxiety really bad. They do the CBD, very calming, because of their cannabinoid. The THC is not in the product, so you don't have to worry about that heightening, you know, of your senses to make you paranoid like that. But that's the way it seems to be with everything that we've tested and done as well.
Well, that's what's reported on the Cure Your Own Cancer website too. But there's so many other great qualities to THC. It's hard to ignore that in a lot of ways, because I know that that THC, a lot of people use it for like the PTSD veterans that are using it, or using the THC because it takes a lot of the stress out of their daily lives. But you're saying now that, and also I agree with this too, that there's some forms of anxiety that THC doesn't help. And in those cases, a lot of people are confused, and a lot of people are believing that the CBD wouldn't work for them either, but that's totally not true, because the CBD works as a anti-inflammatory, or?
Oh, it's great for anti-inflammatory. I mean, just wonderful for that, for sure. So,
well, we're not medical professionals or in any way associated with anybody that's going to make claims of healing or anything. All it's like I said with Mark Twain, you know, in this United States, you've got a right to poison yourself however you want. And a lot of it, you can choose the medical establishment, or you can choose something that hasn't really ever been accused of doing any damage to anybody, which is, I believe, cannabis. But Jimbo, let's get back to the topic here. You know, the CBD and THC combination is most interesting to me because it gives what a lot of people term as a synergy effect for healing. And I know that you've probably had more experience with people and its effects in combinations of different THCs and CBDs than anybody else that I know. And I'm not saying you're a expert by any means of it. I don't want to put you on that spot, but you've got more experience than anybody I know. So if you think that there's any combination that does everything of the cannabinoids, I think you're wrong, aren't you? I mean,
well, yeah. What we have found is with if you're really sick, like if you've got cancer, like that, any kind of cancer, you definitely the THC seems to go in there and just knock it out. I'm not saying that it's curing anybody, but I do know when people do CBDs, just CBD that have cancer that we have treated, they start to feel better right away. But the cancer is not going away until we add the THC to it. But it definitely does give them a better quality of life just doing the CBD, and it happens within a couple of days. Now, everybody is different, just like on regular modern medicine. What treats two people could have the same thing. One pill might treat that person, but the same pill with the same problem might not treat the next person. So it's kind of we've run into is everybody's different. But, yeah, if you really want to fight something strong, like if you have cancers and stuff, definitely THC. I think adding the CBD to it is helping pulling the inflammation and just helping stop it as well. But that's what we have found as far as treating people with cancers. People with pain, any kind like neuropathy, there's, if you go to our website, we're getting so many testimonials now. People with seizures, animals. I always throw animals in there. We have treated a lot of animals with better results than people because animals come around a lot quicker. But it has been amazing for a lot of things. Headaches, joint pains, arthritis pains. CBD is just wonderful. I get calls every single day, and we even had a lady call here. She's 38 weeks pregnant, had seizures. Somebody had given her some of our olive oil-infused CBD. We have no THC. We have all our testing on our website, so you can go in there and see all that. But she called me on day 9, and from the first capsule she took, she had not had another seizure. Her doctors encouraged her to buy more from us. We just had a call a couple weeks ago. The lady had her baby from her husband. The lady she did have her baby. Both her and the baby are fine, and she has still not had another seizure. So things like that, it's just incredible. I get them phone calls every day. It's really just amazing for me.
Well, you know, most of the websites that deal with medical marijuana or medical cannabis are suggesting that you use a local provider or a local purveyor to be sure of the quality, to be sure of the ingredients. There's so many industrial blends of CBD. It really doesn't give you an idea. Just because something has CBD, it doesn't necessarily give you a complete picture of what you're taking. What are the things to watch out for from people that are selling CBD products? I know you've come into contact with a lot of them. What are some of the red flags that pop up?
Well, what we have found is people are putting coconut oil, seed oil, all that. I mean, we've done seed oil. It's only beneficial for as far as you know, when you start. Hello? We actually 2 years ago. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you broke up there just for a second. Okay. But go ahead, repeat.
Well, we started treating people in the beginning 3 years ago. We were using a coconut oil. But I have talked to several doctors since then, but people's cholesterol levels were going through the ceiling. And that, when I talk to people who are actually medical doctors and stuff, they do tell me that a coconut oil can do that. Now, if you use a pure coconut oil, that is not is likely to happen, but we just totally got away from that. But if, you know, if you can't see people's test results, if they can't show you what they are doing, how they are doing it, I would stay away from it. There's a lot of fakes out there. And why would you want to add all these other products to something that's just natural anyways? So we just take an organic olive oil. We heat the leaf of our plant into it, the buds, the leaf, everything, and we just strain it, and that's all there is. And we have not had any issues of anyone having problems with, like, taking other medications that the doctors are prescribed to them. One thing we have found is within 3 weeks, usually people get off their blood pressure medicine. It seems to bring the blood pressure down. We have people that after the first week, if you have an issues getting up in the middle of the night, that's going to go away as well. We just had a friend here who stayed for 7 days, and we gave him a CBD capsule every morning. About a fifth day, he wasn't getting up and using the restroom. So it's pretty amazing for that.
I can testify to that too. It's amazing, yeah, how it soothes the intestinal system too. I've been taking the high strength extract that you make, and man, I take it for 2 or 3 days in a row, and man, I'll feel good, and then I'll quit taking it for a while, and I'll be okay for a while. Then after a while, it just seems like I start noticing these differences, and it's just That's right. amazing. But
well,
tell me
about. Oh, go ahead.
Go. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say you had said something about you had run into a lady that had gotten bitten by a recluse, and you had treated her with the extra strength oil.
I didn't treat her. I offered her some of that black that
you
had given me.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, and she, it showed some pretty amazing things. I've used it topically like that too before, and of course you do sell a topical lotion, and that's the amazing thing about these cannabinoids is that our whole body is a receptor for these things. You can take it internally, or you can use it topically. You sell a lotion, don't you? That's
yeah. We do a high CBD lotion now. We've got the 2 ounce pump, and then some people use our product have arthritis, they can't squeeze that 2 ounce. So we went to a roll on, and now we had people wanting bigger bottles. So now we went to a 4 ounce dispensary bottle, push bottle. And it dispenses it in your hand, but we're up to about 66% in every 2 ounces of our lotion, and that seems to be pretty good.
Man, I'll bet that does. Jim, that's the music. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network, on October 21st, 2017.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking,
consensus, or rationale. Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
In the fifth dimension today, we have as guests Jim Strang with Green Acres Hemp Farm of greenacreshempfarm.com. Jimbo, you were just getting into talking about your topical lotion that you've been using, and you know I use a lot of topicals myself. I've not used a lot of topical CBD because it seems like I hadn't been getting results, but. You're saying now that it was high percentage CBD in your topical now. How do you know your percentages? Do you test this too?
Yeah, we have everything tested that we do. Any new products, everything is tested. And everything is on our website as well. And in results, if you go to the website, on the toolbar, you'll see it says results. You can go in there. And actually, we do have a CBD wheel in there. And you can compare what we have to that CBD wheel to what's wrong with you. If people want to understand how that wheel works, when you look at one of our testing sheets, you'll see like there's CBDA, CBG, CBD, and you can look over and see what each percentage that we have in there. Then you go over to that wheel where it says CBD, CBA, CBG, and just look down, and you'll see what that cannabinoid actually helps. But we have about every cannabinoid in our product, so that's why it's been pretty amazing.
Well, that's what's so advantageous to using the whole plant and plant material for your CBD. You actually extract all the CBDs, not just the CBD from industrial.
Yes, yep. And I actually do add a little industrial because there's a couple cannabinoids in there that are not in our CBD grow. So I'm working on crossing that and seeing if I can get the rest of the cannabinoids into one plant, and that'll within the next year I'll have that all figured out here.
I'm sure you will. You've sent me some pictures of some pretty scary looking plants. I don't know if anybody else is familiar. You sent me a picture of one plant that was gone into a hermaphrodite, and I thought, you know, that's pretty unusual. You've always heard about that that cannabis could do that, but it's really unusual to see something like that. You know, when you're growing as much as you do, you're growing small bunches too. You're not specializing in quantity. You're specializing in quality of product, and
that's right.
You don't have such large volume that you're intent on packaging and putting together a product, but you do have a product and you keep the quality up because you're vertically integrated in all respects of it, because you grow it, you process it, you package it, and you sell it all together. So there is no other source for it other than your farm.
Yes, that's right. We do everything. The only thing we have to get from the outside is like our bottles for our lotions and our capsules and stuff, but that's it, you know.
Your testing, though, is all third party. You have another party that does all your testing, so, right?
Yes. Yep, we have all our testing done on the outside. We do not do none of that, so that way, you know, just keep things in perspective and we're not being biased or nothing on our testing. So,
well, Jimbo, I'm going to put the phone number out. If anybody listeners would like to ask Jim Strang of Green Acres Hemp Farm any questions about hemp oil or marijuana or THC or some of these questions, he's an unbelievable source for it. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 313-9443. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Fifth Dimension Radio. We're talking about cannabis today again. The website Cure Your Own Cancer has a note in here. It says cannabis oil produced and sold by dealers can have many contaminants and lots of times have little or no THC in them. Most of the time, cannabis oil available on the street should be avoided for medicinal uses, such as treating cancer. It's always better to make your own oil or to have someone you trust make your oil. You know, that really makes a lot of sense to me because I've seen what's available, and you can't tell where the cannabis or the oil's coming from or what the percentage of plant matter or seed is. It's really not something that you would want to put a whole lot of faith in. I mean, Jim, you said that you tried to balance the cannabinoids. Do you run into a lot of the bogus CBD sellers? I know you sell a lot and come into people that have used these things. What are the most you get comments that some of the CBDs are not effective? What's your counter to that?
Well, like I was saying, I wouldn't buy anything and put it in my body unless I seen the testing, because this is all so new, you know, and nothing's regulated really yet. So. I myself have not been taking any other products. I couldn't tell you about other people's stuff, but I do know everything I preach is what I hear from people. And I do know there's people, and I think we've even had a couple callers in last year on the show that said they were on CBDs from companies for a couple weeks and they didn't feel anything. I know I sent out some samples to them, and I know that I am still sending out shipments every month to the people that I was talking about that tried other companies. But you know, unless you can see testing, I wouldn't even touch it. But there definitely is a lot of fakes out there. It's sad, but you know, with anything that's good, people have to bring the bad out too.
It's through education. It's through education. We have to educate the consumer what there is available and what to be aware of. Jimmy, feel like taking a caller? We've got Susie in Arkansas. Susie, I think you called last week, didn't you?
Good morning. Sorry. It's not. I'm real curious. You were talking about topical. I did not know that things could be used in that way. And actually, I know nothing about cannabis or hemp or any of it, except that I know industrial hemp has certainly been great in the past. Anyway, I do have rosacea, and I also have a very slow-growing skin cancer on my chin. I mean, very slow. And I really would love to try some of that, some of your product. So I have to go to your website. Is that it?
Yeah, you have to go to our website, and then actually you can go on there and see what products we have and see what you might want to try. But rosacea definitely is going to help you out with your chin there. You're probably definitely going to see the swelling start going down. But you have to actually call us because of what we do is high risk, so we can't find anyone to actually give us any kind of credit card ways of paying online. So either take a check, send us a check, or you can call us and we can take your info over
the
phone and ship it out same day.
You want to give me your phone number now?
I'll tell you what. Can I give it over the air, Fred? Or should we not do this?
I think so. If you'd like to get all the calls of people that are hearing, I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
The website's usually the easiest, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can go to greenacreshempfarm.com. That's greenacreshempfarm.com. And then give us a call at area code 941. What is my number? I never call it. phone, so I don't remember my number. Anyway,
hey, man, I had to call you to get it the other day. I can't remember anything.
I know it,
I can find it for you.
Yeah, find that for me here real quick. Well, you can call my wife. It's
313. I can find it here. I can find it here, man. It's let's see, what is that, Paul?
And you can
I don't know. Oh, I've got your phone number is 941-782-7307. That's your phone number.
There you go.
Well, give me the last four digits again, please.
7307. It's 941-782-7307. And yeah, Jim. She mentioned that she had a slow growing tumor on her chin, and I know that the topical application on like spot.
You broke up there.
Do you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Well, Jim, can you hear me now, Jimbo? If I fade out, why don't you take over for me here? But.
Yeah, well, the topical is going to work great. And one thing I wanted to tell people about using a lotion people don't understand, when you use a lotion, it doesn't go any further than your muscle. It will not go into your bloodstream. When you use like a pain patch or like a nicotine patch, they actually put a chemical in there that gets it through the muscle and into the bloodstream. So unless even if you use the THC cream, as long as you don't get it into a cut, you will never have to worry about flunking the drug test. But CBD, you don't have to worry about that. But that's just something people, I like to tell them because they don't realize that if you put something on your skin, it does not go into your bloodstream. So.
Yeah. And it's really not a tumor on my chin. It is like crusty and slightly indented. And like I said, long before anything ever showed up. I'm telling you, years this thing has been there. Before anything showed up, if I pressed hard on an area, it felt like a little pinprick. And then eventually,
It almost you were... Okay, yeah, and what's going to happen, you start using the cream on that, it's going to start drying up and crusting up, and it will help that a lot. But your rosacea, definitely is going to be a huge difference, and it will happen pretty quick as well.
I've heard that the mechanism that makes that work is that the CBD it soothes the neurotransmitters in your skin, and it causes the blood flow. But that's what I've heard. I don't really know that for sure. But I have seen and heard a lot of people that have been that have had problems like Susie's that have had a lot of relief from it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely wonderful. But yeah, go ahead and check out the website and don't hesitate to call me. And I just, you know, some people call me and they go, I got a dumb question. I'm like, you know what? No question is dumb. So no matter
what you think the
question is, just call me. So.
Okay, thank you. I'm not on the web, so I will call you.
Yeah, call me. Just we'll be off the air here in a little bit and don't hesitate to call anytime and we'll take care of it for you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Susie.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Jim, the people that I've witnessed that you've helped are so amazed and so grateful that they've got some something that they can use other than the pharmaceuticals that to treat some of their discomfort and their pain. And I think you just get a lot of pleasure out of helping people because I don't really see that you're getting mega wealthy doing this. But
and my wife says if we made a million, I'd give 3/4 of it away anyway. So I'm just the middleman. Like I tell people, you know, just thank whoever you think created this plant, and I'm just so happy I can be a part of it and help people and. You know how much I enjoy doing this, and it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful ride, and I'm looking forward to the future and just helping as many people as we can, you know. So it's good. It's really good.
Jim, you know, speaking of the future, you finished your last grow for the season, haven't you? Are you growing indoors now, or...?
No, I'm actually going to start my indoor grow here pretty quick. The problem with the indoor grow is come January here where we're at in the mountains, we get about 37 below actual temperature for the month. And it is hard to keep the outbuilding above 45 degrees, even with heat and having lights on. So I've got about 25 more plants out there that we've been covering, and they're still going. But we just did harvest. You're right. We finished getting everything actually separated and done yesterday. So we're ready to roll for another year here. And come February, we'll start doing some indoor, and end of May, we'll put them back out in the field.
Well, I know that you take a lot of extra precaution to expunge the toxins from your plants before you harvest. And, you know, tell us about that. I know that you've got your hemp outside and you've got some varieties that you're experimenting with that are doing things, but when you prepare to harvest a plant, you prepare that plant, I was really amazed by it. And I did.
You're cutting in and out.
Still there? Well, can you explain that?
Yeah, well, I missed part of that, but what I was going to tell you, what I'll say about our harvesting is we never use any fertilizer or anything. We use just water on our plants. Our soil seems to be great. We don't have to put any kind of nutrients in it, and we are actually watering from our pump that is, it's actually the same water that comes from our artesian wells. So the water we have that we've had tested is actually is good, if not better, than bottled water you buy in the store. So it is a very natural, healthy plant from to finish.
I don't know if you can hear me now, but every time I show up at your place, I bring my water jugs with me.
Yes, you do. But I do.
Yeah, I finished my last gallon of water here the other day, and I'm going to have to make a trip back up and get some more fresh water from you. But, you know, It's not that far to go to Colorado from a lot of states. And if you decide that you want to experiment or you want to try an alternative healing, or it's worth the trip to go to Colorado for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of people that understand more about this phenomena, I guess, in our culture of the application and use of a plant that's been made illegal by our government. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back in a few minutes. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I was losing my internet there for a second, so I go back to my backup strategy there, which is the cell phone connection. Jim, you know, this country is divided by a lot of odious regulations and laws. We know that we have to be extremely careful about what we do, especially with these regulated cannabinoids. The federal government says one thing, and then the state governments are saying another thing. And it seems to me that if this federal government doesn't get a grip on what the people are trying to tell them, you know, we're not going to have much use for them anymore. Do you feel that way? Maybe it's just me.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of crazy. I think everything's
I don't know. They have an agenda, I think. So, but we know, as people here, we have the right to do this. And, you know, we could all grow this plant in our backyard and treat ourselves, you know. And just think, if they would have never took CBDs out of our diet back in 37 when they outlawed this, and hemp, how much better people would be today. The inflammation, the pain, and all that, it's just so ridiculous. I just can't believe they don't want to get back on board. It's really incredible. It sure is.
Well, the machinery sure seems to be driven by the people that are making the money by producing chemical therapy. You know, they're taking something that's been God-given and used for millennium in humanity, and they, in the short 80 years, they've taken it out of our diet, they've taken it out of our food chain, and on top of that, they've imprisoned a generation of people with what would originally be called lies, and I believe that, yeah, that this is an odious law, and we need to study these laws and either ask our government to change them, or I think the Article 5 Convention of States needs to address this particular issue as one of the large issues in our Convention of States, because that's certainly something that's causing a lot of trouble with the United States right now. Tim, I am always encouraged by your optimism. I'm always encouraged by your kindness. You've helped people. I've seen you drive 200 miles to help people, and I will always be at your service. If there's any way I can help you in any way possible, feel free to call me at any time. I'll be there for you. Jim, I know that you do that for the people, our listeners. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network before we, I guess we're skipping our last break, but is there anything you'd like to deliver as a message or how do we take this to the next step? How do we make people realize that this is something we deserve?
Well, man, I first of all, I want to thank people for listening and believing in us, for sure, but I want people to know there is something out there that is natural that can help us. It is not going to take all our problems away, but it's going to take away a lot of our, it'll give you a different quality of life for sure doing this. Just watch where you get it, who you buy it from, make sure you see the testing. Man, you just don't have to live in pain and be miserable all the time. I don't know what to say, Fred. It's just such a wonderful thing. I could just go on and on. But definitely get on our website, check out what people are saying. I know none of these people, they're just people that call and we treat. Everything we are preaching here on the Captain Fred Show is what we have heard from people and have seen with our own two eyes. We do not say things that we just think are true. That is not what is going on here. So just remember, CBD is a wonderful thing, and it's going to be a bigger deal in the future here. So if people are...
I don't think we need to demonize. We don't need to demonize THC either like it has been. I think there's a lot of advantages to THC, and I know that you don't sell it, but I think that it needs to be addressed as a part of a broader picture of healing.
Yes, for sure. You know, and I think CBD's industrial hemp should be taken off Schedule 1. I'm not against marijuana, but I think it's a great thing to offer it to people, let them get a medical card. If that's what they want to do, they have that right. But CBDs, it needs to be addressed for sure. And I feel in the future here it will hopefully become legal and get off Schedule 1.
Well, you know, you sell a lot of products that are purveyed by hemp. You sell sandals that are hemp sandals, and you sell scrub pads that are made from the hemp plant. And also you do have the Limbo Lotion is what it's called, and you have a roll-on bottle, which is the first time I've seen that.
Yep.
I'm looking at your...
Well, I wanted to tell you, you know, we do a lip balm, and real quick here, I know we're running out of time, but I got a, actually somebody left us a testimonial yesterday, and this is from Joe Stewart out of Missouri. And she said, Jim, found a new use for your lip balm. I put a little on my finger and massaged it into my fingernails. They were thin and always broken. In no time, they were no longer breaking and all the time, and they weren't breaking all the time and were really strong now. So just to hear something like that from a lip balm that we're using with CBD, I would have never known. So
that's an excellent application.
Yeah, so, you know, that's just, we're going to get some people out there who need a few lip balms for their bad nails, and let's see what it does, you know, so that's how we learn.
One more point before we end the show here today. You do now sell a high CBD extra strength capsule, and what is that? I mean, how much stronger is that than, say, that olive oil infused?
Well, our olive oil infused, we're at about 23 milligrams, and that is just heating the leaf, infusing it into an olive oil, the leaf and the bud, and that's all that's in that. But when I extract with the alcohol, now my numbers are up to 290% per gram. And people who can't get rid of their pain with the olive oil, which I'd say 90% of the...
It wouldn't be 290. It wouldn't be 290%. It'd be 200. It'd be 29%, wouldn't it?
Well, it's milligrams, so we're looking at...
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's...
Well, anyway, I'm...
Every gram.
It's, to me, that's one of the highest CBD concentrations of anything that's offered on any of the websites. And I'm not sure what the legal ramifications are that, but it doesn't have any THC in it. So,
yep, we're all good.
Well, Jimbo, I appreciate you coming online today with us. This is Captain Fred and Jim Strang with Green Acres Hemp Farm saying adios until next week. We'll be back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.